beautiful. Good afternoon and welcome to our wonderfully beautiful day. It's May the 1st, 2013. My name is Mark Gregory, and this is the Star Music Quiz Grand Final. Wow, this is exciting time, guys. We are in Revision Week. We are in Revision Period, and so if you're tuning in, thank you very much for tuning in today. This is the Grand Final, and we have our two semester champions here in the studio. Firstly, I will introduce my producer, as always, Mr. Richard Phillips.
As well as the King Prawn.
Here today, we had a few mouse issues with the computer, but they're all working now, so we're feeling confident about this. So let's introduce our semester one champion, Amanda Litherland, our current do rep. She's not much longer though. Amanda, welcome back.
Oh, hi.
How are you feeling about it today? Really? The most important question is, did you dip last night? Was that in preparation for this quiz? Because I didn't dip last night. That's the real reason why I didn't get it, but there you go. And the second guest is Mr. Joe Fleming.
Hello.
This is like the third time in 3 weeks you've been here. You've just been here. Like, you might as well just come every week, do you know what I mean? Are you excited to be back?
I'm absolutely thrilled.
Nervous?
As ever, I'm just nervous.
How do you feel that it's going to go against Amanda, who's a very close friend of yours?
I'm just not off Amanda.
Okay. On the Buzzbox, if you've not listened in before, and you guys kind of know how this works, but today is slightly different. Because it is the final, we have six rounds for you this week, so we're going to have to push through them at a fairly hefty rate. Ranging from various different things, we've also got a specialist subject round for you guys, which I've prepared, or you've given me your specialist subjects, and I prepared for you earlier. There will be points awarded. I will tell you how many points there are on offer for each round at the start of the round, and that's the way it's going to work.
Brill.
Are we all ready?
I am. Yeah, man.
Buzzers. Joe, yours is going to be, as always,
Phlegm.
And yours is going to be
Liv.
Phlegm and Liv. So, without further ado, shall we begin with round one?
Yeah, right.
Yep.
Are we ready?
Yeah.
Richard, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, ready. Round one is, as always, the musical menagerie. This is general knowledge. 10 questions, 1 point each. Question one. Which 70s male group were originally known as Carl and the Passions?
Liv.
Amanda.
The Four Tops.
Is not correct. Joe, any idea?
70s group. No, I don't know that.
No, the answer was the Beach Boys. Question two. What gift was given on the 10th day of Christmas?
Phlegm.
Joe?
Lords of Leaping.
Lords of Leaping is correct. 1 point. Question three. Ringo Starr narrates which children's TV series? Amanda?
Thomas Tank Engine.
Is correct. 1 point. Question four. Who won the Eurovision Song Contest for the UK with the song Save All Your Kisses for Me?
Phlegm.
Joe?
Oh, crikey, Bucks Fizz.
Is incorrect, no? Amanda, any idea?
It's not Katrina and the Waves.
No, it was Brotherhood of Man.
Right, didn't know that.
1 second. Question five. Which classical musician's music featured in the film A Clockwork Orange?
Phlegm.
Joe?
Tchaikovsky.
Is incorrect. Amanda, want to have a guess?
Rachmaninoff.
No, the answer was Beethoven.
Right. I would have made the same guess, though.
Question six. The song Hey Big Spender features in which musical?
Amanda
is correct. Yes. 1 point. Question seven. You'll Never Walk Alone, originally from the musical Carousel, is the official song. Joe?
It's Liverpool.
Is correct. 1 point. Question eight. Three more questions of this round. Who wrote the music for the E.T. films?
Phlegm.
Joe?
John Williams.
Is incorrect. Amanda, any idea?
The other one that's famous. I can't remember his name. Howard Shore?
No, it was John Denver. Mm. Close. Question nine. Who is the patron saint? I'll say that again. Who is the patron saint of music?
Phlegm.
Joe?
Cecilia.
Cecilia is correct. 1 point.
Boom.
Question 10, final question of this round. Grunge music originated in which northwestern American city?
Live? Seattle?
Seattle is correct.
Yes.
Wow.
1 point.
Bloody hell, well done.
The only northwestern city.
So, after round one, the musical menagerie, we are tied at 3-3.
Oh.
This really is going to be a great, great quiz. Okay, question two, let's move straight on to the catchy covers round. Okay, usually this catchy covers round features a cappella covers, but today it doesn't. It features covers of songs that have been done just by normal groups, okay? So, for a point each, I want the name of the song, the name of the original artist, and the name of the artist that is singing in the version that I'm going to play to you. Okay,
yeah.
So you will need your headphones for this.
Okay.
Buzzbox, feel free to buzz in with all the answers that you might, you know. So I need a point each for the name of the song, the name of the artist originally, and the name of the artist singing right now. Let's go. Question two goes like this. Uptown Girl, Westlife, and the original artist was Billy Joel. Question three goes like this. Question four goes like this. This is a tough one.
I really like this. That's how I feel.
Today's gonna be the day. That is Oasis.
Oasis.
By now you should have somehow. Wonderwall.
It's Wonderwall.
And that's it's Ryan Adams.
Ryan Adams. 3 points. That was Ryan Adams with Wonderwall, originally sung by Oasis. Number five goes like this. Back.
That's
Boyzone. Song.
Don't ever let me find you gone. I don't know.
Is it Amanda?
It's
Words. Any idea who did it first?
Elton John.
No, the Bee Gees. Question five, that was Boyzone with Words, originally done by the Bee Gees. Question six goes like this.
Take That.
Yes.
Originally by...
If you get this, I'll be very impressed.
Lulu.
No, she sung it with her. It was... Joe, any idea who originally sung this?
Marvin Gaye.
No, it was Dan Hartman. Never heard of him. Me neither. That was Take That featuring Lulu with Relight My Fire, originally covered by Dan Hartman. Question seven goes like this. Amanda?
Muse.
Feeling Good.
Feeling
Good.
By Nina Simone.
Is correct. 3 points. Muse with Feeling Good and originally sung by Nina Simone.
Ahead to
Amanda's doing well in this round. Three more questions. Let's go with number eight. that joke.
That's Hallelujah.
It is Hallelujah.
Originally by
I heard there was a secret.
Leona Lewis?
No, this isn't Leona Lewis. It's Alexandra Burke for a point. Two for Joe there, one for Amanda. That was Alexandra Burke with Hallelujah, and the original artist was Leonard Cohen.
Hallelujah, there's an H at the front.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Question nine goes like this. Amanda.
Gareth Gates.
It's Gareth Gates.
Unchained Melody.
Unchained Melody.
Oh, who is the original? A lot of people sang this.
Is incorrect. Joe, any idea? And another one that's been covered very, very significantly.
Unchained Melody was by Jackson 5.
No, it was the Righteous Brothers. And the final question of this round, the catchy covers round. Number 10. So, two rounds down, the catchy covers is done. That was Girls Aloud with I'll Stand By You, originally done by the Pretenders. And currently the scores are Amanda is leading the way on 19, but Joe isn't too far behind on 12. We have a break now. Joe, your song, please introduce it for us.
This is by the best singer-songwriter in the UK, Michael David Ford. I've seen him live 17 times.
And this 17? Yeah. Wow.
And I'm song, a stalker. And
this song is called To Hell With The World.
That was To Hell With The World by David Ford. According to Billy Muff, that was a shit song. And then he followed it up by saying, jokes, babes, let's do this, Fleminem. We've got a fair Thanks, few Christy. Joe Fleming fans in the buzz box.
I mean, shocking.
One person said that, Amanda, you should be embarrassed to recognise Gareth Gates, embarrassed and ashamed. How do you feel about that?
I feel that it's never embarrassing, you know. It is embarrassing. It is.
Okay.
Yeah.
I must say, Amanda, you need to make sure you're not on the buzz box during the rounds, because otherwise people
That's
might be
right.
buzzing in the answers. So thank you very much. I can assure you, buzz box, that Amanda is not cheating. Okay, question round three is the words of wisdom round. So this is guess the lyrics.
Yeah.
I'm going to read out 10 lyrics. You're going to give me, for 1 point each, the name of the song and the name of the artists.
Right.
Are we ready?
Yes.
Okay, question one. And I need you... You, you, I need you, 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 I need you, you, you.
Stab in the Dark, Jet of Phlegm. It's the song called You.
No, it's not called You.
And I need you,
you, and I need you, you, you.
Can I
and
just,
I need you.
Can I guess
you,
the artist?
You.
Bruno Mars.
No.
Girls Amanda, Aloud.
It's
I
not
need
Girls
you.
Aloud. It was Everybody Needs Somebody to Love by the Rolling Stones.
Right.
I need you, you, you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Question two. What have I become? My sweetest friend. Everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all. My empire of dirt. I will let you down. I will make
Lived.
You hurt.
Hurt by Johnny Cash or Nine Inch Nails. Whichever
Either one will
was.
Do. Thank you very much. John, that was Nine Inch Nails with Hurt. Question three. Where is the moment we needed the most? You kick up the leaves and the magic is lost.
Oh, God.
They tell you your blue skies...
Liv! Bad Day, Daniel Powter.
Is
yes.
correct. Bad Day by Daniel Powter. They tell me your passion's gone away and I don't need no carrying on. God. Question four. They'll name a city after us.
Oh, Liv!
Oh.
Joe?
That is Us by Regina Spektor.
Is correct. 2 points. Oh. And they'll later say it's all our fault. Regina Spektor. Question five. There's no light at the end of the tunnel tonight, just a bridge that I've got to burn. You were wrong if you think you can walk right through my door. That is just so you coming back when I finally moved on.
I don't know.
I don't think I know.
There's no light at the end of the tunnel tonight, just a bridge that I've got to burn. You were wrong if you think you can walk right through my door. That is just so you coming back when I finally moved on.
Emily Sandy.
It's not Emily Sandy.
You are a horrible man. I want to kill you.
No, someone on the Buzzbox has got it.
Phlegm. I mean, it seems really angsty sixth form poetry, so I'm going to say Fall Out Boy.
It's not Fall Out Boy. It's Kelly Clarkson with Gone.
All right.
I'm already gone.
Oh, that yeah. one. Yeah.
That one. But Buble Bath got that one right. Congratulations to Buble Bath. Question six. I feel like I've been locked up tight for a century of lonely nights, waiting for someone to release me. You're licking your lips and blowing kisses my way, but that don't mean I'm going to give it away. Baby, baby, baby. I feel like I've been locked up tight for a century of lonely nights, waiting for someone to release me. You're licking your lips and blowing kisses my way, but that don't mean I'm going to give it away. Baby, baby, baby. Someone in the Buzzbox has got this one right.
Jojo?
It's not Jojo. No, that would be a great if it was. That would be so obscure. Jojo. Amanda, any idea?
Cheryl Cole.
No, it was Christina Aguilera with Genie in a Bottle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Difficult when you really get the lyrics. Question seven. Don't want to think about it. Don't want to talk about it. I'm just so sick about it. Can't believe it's ending this way. Just so confused about it. Feeling the blues about it. I just can't do without you. Tell me, is this fair?
Oh.
Liv, Bruno Mars.
It's not Bruno Mars.
You're a bitch.
They're all
because
similar
these
theme
are all like, angsty breakups. It could just be one song that's just...
Don't want to think about it. Don't want to talk about it. I'm just so sick about it. Can't believe it's ending this way. Just so confused about it, feeling the blues about it. I just can't do without you. Tell me, is this fair?
Will I Am.
It's not Will I Am. Well, that's close. It was Justin Timberlake with What Goes Around Comes Around interlude. Don't want to talk about it. Don't want to... That bit, yeah. Question eight. She's the kind of girl boys read about in magazines, glossy magazines. She is the only one I think about, leading lady in my dreams. Hey, I have waited so long to gather up my courage... She has got me love drunk, fumbling my words.
I know who this is. I can hear them singing it, but I don't know who it is.
you were going to buzz, Joe. Did you think you had it and then...
Yeah, I thought it was She Is by The Fray, but that's not right.
It's not.
At all.
Liv, is it JLS?
It is JLS. Yes.
And the song is... Oh, I don't know what the song is.
It's One Shot.
Oh, yeah.
She's the kind of girl boys read about. Lady. Yeah,
R.I.P. JLS. Mm. Gone but not
forgotten. Yeah, no, they're gone. They're
Let's
gone.
Hope your condoms don't Never spit as well.
Question nine. How dare you say that my behaviour is unacceptable, so condescending, unnecessarily critical. I have a tendency of getting very physical, so watch your step, because if you do, if I do, you'll need a miracle.
Oh, I know this.
It's really hard to say without doing our lyrics.
I know the tune.
How dare you say that my behaviour is unacceptable, so condescending, unnecessarily critical. I have a tendency of getting very physical, so watch your step, because if I do, you'll need a miracle.
I know the tune.
I'm going to have to push you for an answer.
Liv?
Amanda?
Maroon 5.
It is Maroon 5.
And is it... Cold Outside, is that what it's called? No, it's called.
It's that, those are some of the lyrics as well. Joe?
Crikey.
That's really frustrating.
Harder to Breathe.
It is Harder to Breathe. 1 point each. That was Maroon 5 with Harder to Breathe.
Or Gangsta's Golfer's Paradise by the other guys.
Oh, yeah. Or Golfer's Paradise by the other guys. Question 10, last one of this round. Not sure if we'll get this. She paints her fingers with a close precision. He starts to notice empty bottles of gin and takes a moment to assess the sins she's paid for. A lonely speaker in a conversation. Her words were swimming through his ears again. There's nothing wrong with just a taste of what you've paid for. Say what you mean, tell me I'm right, and let the sun rain down on me. Give me a sign, I want to believe.
Alcoholic Neil artist.
It's a really good song, like...
I don't know this.
But it's not that well known, so... No, that was The Ballad of Mona Lisa by Panic at the Disco. Okay, after round three, Amanda is still leading the way. Carpe Diem got that one right in the buzz box, by the way. Mona Lisa, is that the name? Yes. Amanda is leading the way on 25. Joe is 10 behind on 15, but that could all change. We're going to move straight into the intriguing intros round. This is our favourite round. Me and Richard are now going to do some a cappella right here in the studio for you. We're going to give you five intros. And then, as always, I want a point for the artist and a point for the name of the song. Brilliant. And then we're going to play the intro for you afterwards.
Smashing.
Okay. Great. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun. It was AC/DC with Back in Black. Here's how it should have sounded. That was AC/DC with Back in Black. 2 points for Amanda there. The next one goes like this. Let's do it again. Ready? Any ideas, guys? Any ideas? The Buzzbox has got it.
I think if you played the original, I'd probably get it. Crikey.
No ideas? Let's play the original. I can't give you any points if we get it now. Okay. That is Rumour Has It by Adele. Buzzbox got that right. There was a few answers for Duffy or Mercy, but it was no. Adele with Rumour Has It. Number three goes like this.
Is it Green Day with the one that goes like that? Holiday.
Yeah.
I did a tap dance to it.
2 points for Amanda. That was Green Day with Holiday. Here's how it's We have just discovered that Amanda learned to tap dance for that song.
Yeah.
Are you going to tell us about that? Okay, question four goes like this. Let us finish. I want to finish it. Do 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 do.
Right.
Yeah, you can give us the answer now.
It's California, but I've forgotten who the people are. The sea people.
Joe, do you know?
The Calling?
No, it's Phantom Planet. Here's how it should have sounded. Billy Muff got that one right in the Buzzbox. Well done, Billy Muff. Last question of this round. Round four, the intriguing intros, goes like this. Do you remember it?
Yeah.
Do Let's do it again. No ideas, guys? No. Here's how it should have sounded. That is It's Time by Imagine Dragons. Quite a new one. Imagine Dragons. Did you know the song at all? Yeah. That was It's Time by Imagine Dragons. That's the end of the intriguing intros round. Joe, you didn't get any points in that round.
No, bloody awful. Sorry.
Amanda only got 5, though, so it's 30 to 15. Oh,
there's still time left.
There's 2 rounds left, though, guys. We're doing really well for time. Let's have a song now. This is a song that I've brought in today. It's a band that I've kind of become a little bit obsessed with called The Somerset. And this song is called Someday. Very summery, as all my song choices are, really. Very bright, very lively. And this is The Somerset. That was ELO with Mr. Blue Sky. Not what I originally announced. It was a mixture of my fault and my producer's fault, really, to be honest.
No, it was mostly my fault.
Great. So, round 5, the penultimate round of this grand finale. We've got 20 minutes left, so we're doing all right. Now, this is a brand new round. This is called Home and Away, okay? Now, to those of you listening, Amanda and Joe have both chosen a specialist subject for this round. And basically, the way this will work, I have 10 questions on each of their specialist subjects. And this will be a non-buzzer round. So I'm going to ask each of you whether you want to go home and answer a question on your specialist subject for 1 point, or whether you want to go away and answer a question on the other person's specialist subject for 3 points. Okay? So this is a game of tactics as well, slightly. But I'm going to start with Joe, because
Hello. You
are behind.
Yeah.
Would you like to go home or away?
I'm going home for every single question because I don't know Amanda's specialist subject.
Oh, I should say Amanda's specialist subject is the album Rumours by Fleetwood Mac, and Joe's specialist subject is the album Hopes and Fears by Keen. So Joe, question, your first question is, Hopes and Fears was the second biggest selling album of 2004,
yes,
behind which band?
It was Scissor Sisters.
Correct.
Only by like 9 or 10 copies as well. Ridiculously close.
Shocker. Travesty. Yeah.
Amanda, would you like to go home or away?
Right, let's go home, but I don't actually know a lot about this, so,
okay,
you know.
Rumours was which number studio album by Fleetwood Mac?
Oh, I think it was 11.
Is correct.
Yes.
1 point. Joe, would you like to go home?
I'm going
or away?
Home. You don't need to ask me again.
Joe, in which month was Hopes and Fears released in the UK?
10th of May 2004.
Unbelievable. This is ridiculous. Amanda, home or away?
Sure, let's go for an away just for a laugh.
An away question. Which song, you won't get this, which song composed in 1999 is the earliest composed song that features on the album Hopes and Fears?
She Has No Time.
Is correct. 3 points.
I read on Wikipedia before. Yes! Revision! Yes!
3 points for Amanda. Joe, would you like to go home or away?
Home, please.
The album takes its name from which Keen song?
Snowed Under.
Okay, that's a point.
It's a cracking B-side. Should have been on the
released
album.
Released as a B-side on the single for Somewhere Only We Know. Amanda, would you like to go home or away?
Home.
The Accidentals covered which Rumours track in their recent Voice Festival set?
I mean, technically that's not specialist knowledge, but as a big fan of University A Cappella, I know that was Go Your Own Way.
Is correct. Point. Joe?
Home, please.
What are the objects that appear on the album cover?
It's piano hammers.
Correct. 1 point. Amanda, home or away?
I'll stay home.
The album Rumours was mostly recorded in which American state?
California.
Correct. 1 point. Joe, home or away?
Home, please.
Which was the fifth and final song to be released from this album as a single?
Okay. Fifth. Right, because there was Somewhere Only We Know, Everybody's Changing, This Is The Last Time. Oh, right, because are we talking in the UK? Because
Bend, in the UK.
Because Bend and Break was released in Germany. What? Fifth. Are you you sure there were five released?
I just thought the... like Edward's released in Germany.
go with an answer you've said already.
The Bed Shapes.
No. Try again.
Bend and Break.
Yes, Bend and Break. Correct. 1 point. Amanda, would you like to go home or away?
Let's go away again.
Away. The lyrics to all the tracks on Hopes and Fears were written by which band member?
One Whit Face. It plays the piano.
One Whit.
I can't give you a point for that.
Tom Green.
No. Can I? It's Tim Rice Oxley.
It is Tim Rice Oxley. I can't give you a point for that.
I knew it was T someone.
Well, there were Joe, home or away?
Home, please.
There's only three home questions left for
That's
you.
That's fine.
The album reached number one in the UK and which other European country?
Oh, hello. Germany.
Is incorrect. Amanda, do you want to have a guess?
Austria.
No, it was Portugal.
Portugal. Wow.
Amanda, home or away?
I'm home, please.
What was the working title of the album?
I just read this.
Rumours, this is. What was the working title of Rumours?
Oh, God, I can't remember. It begins with a Y. It's like you only or like yourself. Yours. No, I don't know. Yesterday's gone.
Yes, yesterday's gone. What a... Pulled that out of the bag.
Read it before.
Well done.
Joe, home or away?
Home, please.
How many times did the album return to the UK number one spot after its initial stay?
Oh, hello.
So it was number one, and then it was back at number one. It re-entered at number one. Mm. How many times after that?
Six.
No, it's not quite that many. It's three. Ah. Amanda? Home or away?
It should be number one all the time, I think.
Sleepless nights and copious amounts of which drug marked much of the album's production?
Cocaine.
Is correct. 1 point.
Yeah.
Joe, this is your final home question.
Okay.
What typeface was used on the cover of the album and for all the subsequent releases from the album? Sorry, mean question.
I think it was a new typeface that was created. Please
don't know this. For your sake, don't know this.
I'd like to know because I can put it on words for all my subsequent...
It was Koshin. So, C-O-C-H-I-N. I assume that's how it's pronounced.
Right.
Bender
Break wasn't isn't actually that the released French word for pig? In the UK, by the way. But
no.
Oh, really?
No, that's Koshin.
Oh, I apologise for that question. I gave you a point for anyway.
It's fine.
Amanda, home or away?
Home, is it?
Yeah, you have to go home. That's correct. In which month of the year... In which month of which year was the album released in both the US and the UK?
It was 1977, and it was, May.
It was February 1977. Joe, there are four questions left. They're all away. Would you like to have a guess at them anyway?
Hang on, how is that fair? How does that work?
Oh, yeah, whatever. Okay, fine. That's fine.
Try it.
I've got no bloody idea, but all right, let's have a go.
This away question for Joe. Which track from the album Rumours became the band's only number one hit on the US Billboard Hot 100?
Track 3. I don't even know one Fleetwood Mac song, so...
Do you know?
Don't Stop?
It was Dreams.
Yeah. Which is track... No, I think it's... It might be tricky.
Oh, really?
Okay, that's the end of that round, I think. Yes. So, after round five, Amanda has increased her lead. She's now 38 points. Joe is on 20 points, although there are 25 points up for grabs in the next round.
Hello.
It is possible to come back. Now, this next song is the song that I originally introduced before at the end of the last round. This is The Somerset... with Someday, very summery, as I said before, it's cool. It's a great summer set. Even if we are back. This is the Star Music Quiz grand finale. I'm here in the studio with Richard Phillips, Amanda Litherland, who is currently leading on 38 points, and Joe Fleming, who is currently behind on 20 points. The final round is not the final countdown, as it has been in previous occasions. It is a new round, again, that I've decided to introduce, called Pop Star Potluck. Okay? Now, I'm going to describe five different musicians or pop stars, or it can be anyone in the music industry, or formerly in the music industry, with five different statements. If you get it, if you guess who the person is on the first statement, you get 5 points. If you guess who they are on the second statement, you get 4.
Yeah.
Third statement, 3, and so on until the last one.
So you buzz.
Once you can, you it's buzz, a buzzing, it's right. A buzzing round. Once you've guessed on the person, you are frozen out until the other person has guessed something. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, for example, if Joe buzzed in on the first one and said, "I think it's Nelly Furtado," and it was wrong, then Amanda would have all the time left until she
but
guessed.
If I buzz on the second,
but if you buzz on the second, then Joe can then come back in.
Cool.
Okay. Yeah. So we understand.
Yep.
Okay. Great. So 5 questions on this round. So 25 points in total. Joe is 18 points behind. So you're going to need a big effort, but it's
happen,
possible.
Is it?
Okay. Question one is this. This 26-year-old, big-lunged female artist was born in Camberwell, London.
Liz. Adele.
Is incorrect. Joe, do you want to guess or do you want to wait?
I'm going to wait.
Second clue. Her grandfather was the former deputy editor of the Daily Telegraph.
Right, so posh. posh London singer. Next, please.
Third clue. Upon her meteoric rise to fame, she suffered severe depression.
Next.
She has been compared to Kate Bush and Bjork.
Oh, Florence Welsh.
Florence Welsh. 2 points. Well done, Joe. The last clue was she is the lead singer of a band whose second album was titled Ceremonials. You would have probably got it on that. Okay, number two. You're both back in. This 32-year-old American actor, businessman, record producer, and singer was born in Memphis, Tennessee.
Can you say that again, please?
This 32-year-old American actor, businessman, record producer, and singer was born in Memphis, Tennessee.
Liz. It's Will I Am.
It's not Will I Am.
I was
going to
say that.
Joe, you want to hold out?
I think I might know this, but I'm gonna go to the next one.
Okay. As a child, he appeared in the TV shows Star Search and the New Mickey Mouse Club.
Oh, this Justin Timberlake.
It's Justin Timberlake. Also, 4 points for Joe there. He's also appeared in several movies, including The Social Network and Friends with Benefits. He was a member of the boy band NSYNC, and his hits have included songs such as My Love and Sexy Back. Joe's closing the app. Next question. Three, this 25-year-old Scottish singer-songwriter was born in Bishopbriggs, East Dunbartonshire.
Oh, I think I know this one.
Amanda?
Emily Sandy?
It's not Emily Sandy.
I think I might know this, but I'm going to go for the 25, did you say? She's 25.
She's 25. 25-year-old Scottish singer-songwriter born in Bishopbriggs, East Dunbartonshire.
Amy McDonald.
Is correct.
Oh, shit. I was gonna go for that.
5 points there. A staple genre is that of folk rock. She cites Travis as her biggest influence, followed by The Killers. Her third studio album was released in 2012 and was called Life in a Beautiful Light. And her breakthrough hit, This Is the Life, was number one in 5 countries. Joe, you are 7 points behind.
Really?
With 2 questions to go.
Okay.
This round is taking a lot less time than I anticipated, but it's fine. We're going to finish early today. So, number four, this 66-year-old musician and actor was born in Walsall, England.
Can you say that again?
This 66-year-old musician and actor was born in Walsall, England.
Actor.
I can move on to the next one.
Did you say singer or musician?
As in musician and actor.
Musician and actor. Now next.
His real first name is Neville.
Next.
He was the third celebrity to be inducted onto the Birmingham Walk of Stars.
Oh.
Joe thinks he might know it. Amanda doesn't see
it. I have a...
Yeah, you've got an inkling.
Is it Simon Le Bon?
It's not Simon Le Bon, no. Amanda, do you want to have a guess?
I'll go for the next one.
He was a team captain on the short-lived BBC quiz show, A Question of Pop.
Oh, I know this now.
I don't know. Next one, please.
He is best known for being the frontman of British rock group Slade.
Oh. Noddy Holder.
Noddy Holder is correct. 1 point, Amanda. Oh. Number five.
He's got a venue in Wolverhampton named after Slade. Yes.
Number five goes like this. This 32-year-old female actress and former singer was born in Great Yarmouth. As a member of her band, she appeared in a BBC television series that is widely regarded as the inspiration behind High School Musical and Glee.
Say that again.
As a member of her band, she appeared in a BBC television series that is widely regarded as the inspiration behind High School Musical and Glee. She famously dated fellow band member Paul.
Is this Rachel Stevens?
It's not Rachel Stevens, no.
Okay.
Would you like the next one?
Can you read the first three from the top?
Okay, this 32-year-old female actress and former singer was born in Great Yarmouth. As a member of her band, she appeared in a BBC television series that is widely regarded as the inspiration behind High School Musical and Glee, and she famously dated fellow band member Paul.
Okay. Is it Joe O'Meara?
It's not Joe O'Meara. You're both back in. She recently starred in the ITV sci-fi drama Primeval.
Thingy. I've forgotten his name.
Hannah Spirit for 2 points, Amanda. Congratulations.
Well done,
and her band was famed for songs such as Bring It All Back and Reach. That was Hannah Spirit from S Club 7, or S Club, or S Club 3 as they are now. She's not in
tragic,
them anymore.
Tragedy.
So, after a very spirited fight back, I must say, Joe, that it was looking close for a while.
It was close.
But Joe has finished the quiz with 31 points. But our grand final winner, our semester one champion, and our year-long champion is Amanda Litherland with 41 points.
Success!
Congratulations.
Thanks.
I think that was a difficult quiz. And yeah, for you guys to get that high scores was very, very
thank
impressive.
Very
I'm really glad I took a year out of my life to achieve this.
Thank you very much for listening on the Buzzbox. If you've been on the Buzzbox, we have been podcasting today. So if you have missed the show... Well, if you have missed the show, you haven't now because you're listening to me talking about the podcast. So thanks for tuning into the podcast. We will be back next year with more Star Music Quiz goodness. Me and Richard are both here for another year, so we'll have more awesome music quiz goodness. But thank you very much, Amanda, for coming, and congratulations. Thank you very much, Joe, for coming, and commiserations.
Thank you, Mark, for doing this show.
And thank you, Richard, for producing for me. It's been a very good time.
It's been a pleasure.
Lovely. Right, we're going to finish with another song from the Somerset, which is called Jukebox Brackets Life Goes On. Another song to send you off on a jolly mood. Goodbye from Amanda, goodbye from Joe, goodbye from Richard, and goodbye from me, Mark Gregory. Thank you very much for tuning in.